We're seeing the increasing penetration of app-based services. Just think Airbnb, Uber, even local apps like Zulu. And what we're also seeing in South Africa is the traditional business models and ways of doing things being upended. And I think one particular area that's gained attention over the last few years is the employment relationship between someone making use of the gig economy to grow their own entrepreneurial business. Take Uber, for example. The Uber app has had a major impact on the gig economy in South Africa, and indeed all over the world. We've got thousands of users requesting rides via the app on a daily basis, and it creates opportunities for many drivers to generate income. A question that does arise, though, is by whom the drivers are employed, if anyone. Well, I've got Gillian Lum, Director and Regional Practice Head of Cliffdekker Hofmeyr's Employment Practice, on the line to find out a little bit more following a seminal judgment. Evening, Gillian.
Evening, Michael.
Now, a recent case that started out at the CCMA actually addresses some of the employment law-related questions which these new ways of doing business raise. Just take me through the background to the case.
Thank you, Michael. Very briefly, it was a case that involved seven drivers who were deactivated or they were denied access from the Uber application. And on the triggering of that deactivation, they all brought claims before the Commission for Conciliation, Mediation and Arbitration, claiming that that deactivation was a dismissal. They brought those disputes before the CCMA. They were all consolidated and dealt with as one dispute. And the Uber SA Technology, who was the so-called employer, or the party that they were alleging was their employer, brought an application on a preliminary basis claiming that it wasn't the employer party, and that in fact Uber BV is the entity with which they had the contractual relationship, and that there's no contractual relationship between Uber SA, the South African registered company, and the drivers who drive on the app in South Africa. And that preliminary issue was dealt with at the CCMA. The commission at the CCMA found that the drivers were in fact employees of Uber SA, and following that judgment, or following that award, Uber SA then made application to the Labour Court to review and set aside that award, on the basis that Uber SA was in fact not the employer party, and that any contractual relationship that exists is with Uber BV, which is the entity which is incorporated in the Netherlands, and it is the entity which owns and operates the app on which the drivers conduct their businesses.
Right.
So that's the matter that was before the Labour Court towards the end of last year.
And what did the Labour Court rule in this instance?
We had a judgment from Judge Fanikek of the Labour Court on the 12th of January, and he found that Uber SA is in fact not the employer party, and that the seven drivers who defer disputes to the CCMA were not in fact entitled to refer disputes to the CCMA, and the CCMA then had no jurisdiction to deal with the disputes.
But it didn't, therefore, deal with the nature of the relationship between Uber SA and the drivers from the perspective of whether or not the drivers are considered employees or independent contractors.
It did deal with that issue, Michael. What it looked at was whether, in fact, whether there was an employment relationship between Uber SA and the individual drivers.
Right.
And what had happened at the CCMA was the commissioner was really going to the great extent to try and find that there was an employment relationship. She in fact came up with a new realities test of the relationship, which is not the test that the courts traditionally use. And she also applied what she called a more generous interpretation of the definition of employee. And the judge at the Labour Court examined those two aspects of her award in particular and found that while she tried to use this generous interpretation, which she wanted to use in line with what she found the Constitution would want a commissioner to do, and promoting social justice and effective dispute resolution, and found that based on Labour Court decisions in the past, which she was bound by, she couldn't in fact come to the conclusion that she had. She wasn't in a position to use this more generous interpretation, and that the test that she used as who's an employer was in fact not the correct application when considering what the courts had done in the past.
I see. So the judge still went into the substance of the matter, apart from the fact that they should have been appealing to the Dutch-based entity. Now, if we look at this and, you know, the impact on the gig economy, what significance does this judgment have on those who are making use of services like Uber to earn an income? Does this, in effect, settle that question as to whether one is an employee or an independent contractor? It looks like one is an independent contractor in this instance.
At the moment, this would settle in respect of drivers and their claims against Uber SA, if their facts are the same as the seven drivers before the CCMA. It does, as the judge noted, leave the question open as to the relationship with Uber BV, which is the entity that actually owns the application that they work on. So that is still a question that is open for the court or the CCMA in the first instance, and then ultimately the court to make a decision on. So on the facts before the judge and before the CCMA, Uber SA doesn't have that employment relationship.
So those drivers, if they did want some finality, would have to bring an application against the Dutch-based Uber entity. How would they set about doing that to ensure that the broader market gets some certainty on this?
That's something which still is potentially on the cards. There are drivers that have referred to suits against Uber BV. So that's still a decision that needs to be taken by the CCMA, and as I say, ultimately needs to be taken by the Labour Court at a later date. Because obviously the relationship, or the contractual relationship, is one between the drivers and Uber BV. The way in which that's structured is in fact an independent contractual relationship, but obviously there are drivers who want to still bring that to the courts to make a decision on whether that's in fact the nature of the relationship.
And if we look at it as well, if Uber has no employment relationship with the drivers, or Uber South Africa in particular, it does raise questions for rider safety if anything then goes wrong. I mean, where does the buck stop then? Do they fall under some kind of law that covers public transport, for example?
That's obviously something that is regulated between Uber BV and the partners who are running businesses, where there are protections potentially in respect of individuals and insurance and liability. So that isn't something that is entirely unregulated.
Gillian, a very fascinating conversation regarding the legal status of people, entrepreneurs who make use of the gig economy, and the exact nature of that employment relationship with the app-based service provider. And I think, no doubt, not the last that we've heard of this, as globally I see regulators are scrambling to at least find a formula that satisfies all parties. That was Gillian Lum, Director and Regional Practice Head of Cliff Dekker Hofmeyr's Employment Practice.